Blog Talk Radio.
Go.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm glad that we're here. We're back at the well tonight to hear a message from the Lord. It is truly, before we get started, would you pray for us?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this night and this particular day that you have blessed us with a better understanding to know what your word is. And Father, as you have taught us, you say you in us and we in you. We ask you this day in the name of Jesus that you will keep us, show us the way, and bless those, Father, right now who are standing in the need of to know who Jesus Christ is. Father, I pray for the ones that are lost cause. I pray that they will come to know Jesus. I pray for the States of America. I pray for all parts, Father, that be blessed. I pray for God for ministry. I even pray for myself. I pray for someone at this time in the name of Jesus. We want to say thank you for this day. Today is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice in and be glad. Though someone come on the station tonight, will you bless them with a need, a desire, an unction to receive the Holy Spirit? I want to thank you for Dr. Dolores and her movements and everything she's doing in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Bless her and keep her. Not only her, but whatever she's doing, give her the wisdom and the knowledge. In Jesus' name we offer. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight we want to talk about, are you kingdom material? Are you fit for the kingdom? Amen. Are you fit for the kingdom? And I thank the Lord for this study, because a lot of times we see people and we look at them, and a lot of people condemn them just by looking at them. And we have to be very, very prayerful about that. We have to be careful, because God knows the heart of every man. God loves everybody. So let's go to the scripture tonight, and we're going to see some people that we may not have thought of that. I thought was kind of material, but God said they were. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to the book of Joshua tonight, Joshua chapter 2. And we're going to look at this. Are you kingdom material? Are you fit for the kingdom? You may not look like it, even the things you're saying and doing, but God. But God.
Let's go. Amen.
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 So it's in the book of Joshua, it said, and Joshua, the son of Nun, commissioned two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a father's house, Rahab, and Lawrence there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came ten men in there this night to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, and bring forth the men that have come to thee, which entered in the house. But they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two and hid them, and said, so there came men unto me, but I wist not where they were. And she said she didn't know where they were. She didn't know where they went. She said, if it came to pass, I was shutting of the gate when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I know not. Y'all overtake them. So she told them, she said, y'all pursue after them. Y'all go after them. You overtake them. Just go ahead. Go after them. But she knew them the gate. What she could do. Amen? Because this lady had something in mind. She wanted to be saved. We're going to get to that. Amen? Kingdom material. Are you fit for the kingdom? It says, but she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order up on the roof. And the men pursued them the way to Jordan unto the ford. And as soon as they were pursued after them, as soon as they were gone out, they shut the gate. Now the men were gone. She was sent them pursuing after the men that she had to need. Now these men was in the harness house, but they wasn't there for that reason. Hallelujah. They wasn't there for that reason. And she hid these men. And it said, and before they were shut down, this is Rahab speaking now, the harlot. It said, and before they were laid down, she came up unto them up on the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord had given you the land. Now, this woman here is a woman, but she knew. She said, I know that the Lord had given you the land. And that you kept the the owners, and that all the inhabitants of the land say, because of you, everybody's afraid because of them. Everybody. And this is the Holy speaking. Everybody afraid because of them. Now, the woman had some faith. Was she fit for the kingdom? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Amen. Amen. So we heard, and this is Rahab speaking to the two spies. She said, "For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and that and what he did unto the two kings of the Amorites, and that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom he utterly destroyed." Now this, now Rahab knew all of this. She kept this with her, even though her profession was one thing. She knew the Lord. She knew what the Lord had done through these. Amen. Is she kingdom material? Let's see. Let's move on. It says, "And as soon as we heard these things, our heart did melt." They got scared. They were scared. "Neither did there be more courage in any man because of you. But the Lord your God." She was a harlot, but this harlot acknowledged God. "The Lord your God," she said, "he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." And listen at this woman speaking. This is what this woman is saying to the spies, but everybody's saying, "Look, she's living on the city wall. She's a hard tree, you know, and she keeps it serious."
My God.
Amen. So we got to be careful in condemning people. We got to be careful. Let's read on. Let's see what the words say. It said, "But she said, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." Now, she knows that.
She Revelation.
"I pray, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house." Not just her now. She wasn't speaking for herself. She said, "Unto my father's house. And give me a promise that you'll do it." See, I'm showing you kindness. I'm showing y'all kindness. Give me a promise that we'll be saved. Give me a promise.
Yes.
And so, and that he will save alive my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Wow. Now, this is a woman speaking. This is Rahab. But her profession didn't stop her from proclaiming the Lord, from acknowledging him, from accepting him when the opportunity came. So when the opportunity came, no matter what you are or who you are, hey, accept the Lord. She had an opportunity. She had an opportunity. Amen. So if she fit for the kingdom, amen. And it said, "And the men answered her, our life for yours. If you utter not our business." Now, if you don't go tell this, go and expel this business, we'll do these things for you. "And it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." Well, the land was already given to him. Joshua already told him they had victory over it. But God purposed this because he knew Rahab's heart. He knew Rahab's heart. Rahab wanted to be saved, her and her household. She didn't ask just for herself. She said, "My father's house. My mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have." She didn't ask for just herself. She wanted her whole family to be saved. Her whole family. And it said, "Then she let down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she did dwell upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you." Now she got it. She got. I tell you, God is so good. Hallelujah. He is so good. Now, he had her to guide the spies because she knew all that happened on the city wall. She knew when the gates closed. She knew when they opened. She knew all the things about it. You can get all the information now. That was one of the reasons the spies stayed at her house. They could get information. So God orchestrated this thing through her because he knew her heart. See, a lot of times people look at and they say, "Oh, you're not fit. You ain't ready. You better, you know." But God, no, he knows the right time, the right opportunity, and the right place to give you the chance to accept him. Amen? So she came to material. "And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, let the pursuers meet you. And how to tell there 3 days. said unto her, we will blame it of this thine oath which thou hast made, of which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brother and all thy father's household home unto thee. Now look at this. Now they have told her, yeah, you're asking to do these things. If you think that you keep this, your promise, we're going to keep ours. We're going to do what we say we're going to do. If you do what you say you're going to do. Is she kingdom material? Let's see. Amen.
Amen.
And whosoever shall go out of the door of thy house.
Teach, sister, teach.
Both his blood shall be upon his head. And he will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, the blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. Now, these spies came to, when Rahab did what she did for them, they gave her a promise. She said, give me a token. Give me a promise that this is what you're going to do. They promised her, if you stay in the house, your family, if all of us stay in here, then they will be safe. We'll keep our promise. We'll do what we say we will do.
Amen. We will do. Amen.
And if thou allow, amen, then we will be quit of thine oath which thou hast made to us. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away and departed, and they brought the scarlet line into the window. Now, Rahab was who she was. She was who she was, but Rahab had faith, and she knew God. She knew what the Lord had done for the spies. She knew what it is. She knew that he had bound up the Red Sea. She said, I know what he has done for you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. Now, she had to ponder all of this in her heart. Rahab knew all of this, even though she was who she was. She knew all of this, and she didn't let this pass by her. She didn't let it just go right out the window. She kept it, and she said, when you came out of Egypt, what he did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, which he utterly destroyed. She knew that they had destroyed them. So she knew this. She kept this. Rahab and who she was, but one thing she knew is that her entire family to be saved. She wanted her entire family to be saved. Was she kingdom material? Was she fit for the kingdom? Getting her and her family saved. Not just herself, but she wanted her family saved too. She said, my father's house. My father's house. My father, my mother, my sisters, my brother. She named them. She wanted everybody in the house to be saved. Everybody. She could have been selfish because she was the one on the wall, but she wasn't selfish. She said, well, save my whole family. Save my father's family, my mother, brother, sister. She wanted everybody saved. Amen? But this was Rahab speaking. And a lot of times people see people smoking, drinking, whatever they're doing, whatever, and they condemn them. And we can't do that because God knows the heart of them. Look at David. God said David was a man after my own heart. What? David? David, a man after your own heart? Look what he did.
Yes.
Relied on a God worth trusting. Amen? So she knew Israelite had a God. If they trust him, she could trust him too because of what all he had done. So she could trust their God. And God rewarded Rahab by promising safety for her entire family. Amen. Wow. For her entire family. Now, this is Rahab for her entire family. Well, she came with but for her entire family. Entire family. Got the whole household saved. A harlot. Got the whole household. Hallelujah. God works for like Rahab. Sometimes we're inclined to reject. So we have to be careful about that. We have to be careful at looking at the outer appearance of a man. We have to be careful.
Very careful.
Because the Bible said, don't look at the outer appearance, but what's in the heart is something different. See, what was in Rahab's heart was truly different from her profession. Her heart was after God. God directed the spies to Rahab's house because he knew her heart was open to him and that she would be instrumental in the victory, in Israelite victory over Jericho. Look at God. He knew her heart. Everybody probably was looking at him like, man, you harlot, you this. But God knew her heart. And she was instrumental in Israelite victory over Jericho. She wanted her entire family saved. Who wants their entire family saved? Amen? Entire family. God often uses people with simple faith to accomplish his great purpose. Simple faith. She had faith. She had that profession, but she had more faith than she did for her profession. God knew her heart. Was she kingdom of kings? God only knows. Only God knows. He's Alpha and Omega. Only God knows if you are.
Only God. Amen.
Only God. Amen. So I can look out at people, or people can look out at me, but hey, they can't tell you if I'm kingdom material or not. Because God knows my heart. God knows all our hearts. He's Alpha and Omega. He knows it all. He's the beginning and the end. Amen. So he knows it all. No matter what kind of past or a person may have had, it's not as high as significant they may look or seem to be. God knows the heart of every man. He said he knows the heart of every man.
Every man.
Rahab recognized something that he didn't. She knew that God was the God of heaven and of earth. And that he was no ordinary God. She knew that he was all powerful. We heard what he did for y'all. We heard about it. She said, "For we have heard that the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt." Awesome. We heard about that. We heard about it. She heard about it. She heard about it. And when her opportunity came, she spoke on it. Lord Jesus Christ, she accepted him. She had an opportunity to do something for God's people. She had an opportunity to do something for God. And she did it because she wanted her entire family, not just herself. She said, but my whole family.
My
brother, my sister, the whole house, she said. She wanted them all saved. She wanted them all saved. Amen.
My God. Amen.
God remembered Rahab because of her faith, not her profession. He wasn't concerned with her, but he was concerned about her faith. She had faith. She could have been killed. She could have been killed. Took a risk. I risked this for the Almighty. She took a risk. It didn't survive.
Yes.
She knew she was in danger. She knew she was. But she took a risk. Because one thing, she knew that God was God of heaven and earth. And she knew that Rahab took a risk. God remembered her for her faith, not her professional. That man, God is an awesome God. Sometimes people may, we have gone through a lot of things. We see a lot of people under the bridges. We see them at the bus station. We see them in the so much. But God, God, by faith, these
by
people, anybody who walks to,
anybody, by faith.
Rahab had some faith. She had a profession, but she had faith. She had faith. And because of her faith, God rewarded her and her family because of her faith. Rahab had some issues just like we all have had, or have. But she rose above her situation by faith. Was she kingdom material? Only God knows. Was she kingdom material? She rose above her profession. Rahab was the mother of Boaz, a mighty man of wealth. Boaz was wealthy. That was her
son. Oh, geez.
That was her son.
Yes.
That was the harlot, the wealthy man. That was the harlot son.
Amen.
When you read the genealogy of Jesus, you'll find people who look like they were not fit for the kingdom, but by faith.
By faith.
Rahab had a great opportunity to serve the Lord. She had a great opportunity to pick up her cross and follow after Jesus. She had a great opportunity. God gave her the opportunity because of her faith, not because of her profession. You can lay that down. Pick up the Lord Jesus Christ. Pick it up by faith. We don't know what people are talking to. We don't know what people are saying when they're talking to the Lord. We don't know what their heart is saying. It may not look like nothing, but their heart. God is after your heart.
Yes.
The kingdom is after your heart.
That's it.
It is impossible. It's impossible.
Possible.
By faith, Rahab had faith. And by her faith, she was able to move those mountains, not that was not only in her way, but in her family's way.
Yes.
My family had some issues. She said, save my whole house. Father, mother, brother, sister, all that's in the house, she said, save it, save it.
The whole
my God. Amen.
A lot of times, people praying and for one everything, but she said, my whole family, father, mother, brothers, sisters, the whole family, she wanted them all saved. She didn't leave nobody out. She wanted them all saved. Just like, you know, and see, that's why we have to be so careful, because even the thief on the cross, in Luke 23 and 32, it said, but I have prayed to thee that by faith, thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Strengthen it. She wasn't only strengthened for herself, for her brother, mother, and father, and everybody. She wants the whole house saved. The whole house.
The whole house.
Amen. She wants the whole house saved. And that's race for the kingdom material. Not probably not, but God, by her faith. He didn't look at her for her profession. He looked at her for her faith. Amen.
Her faith. My God.
And we're going to take a look at the thief on the cross as well. It's so Amen. Many. So many. Because David, Samson, and others, they had issues. But God loved them all. He loved them all.
Loved them all.
He loved them all. I love this story because he had faith as well at the last minute. See, the Lord will show up at the last minute. He'll give you that chance at the last minute. Amen.
My God.
At the last minute, he'll give you a chance. And it said, and there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left.
Yes.
Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know what not what they do. Now he has already asked the Father to forgive them. Isn't that so? He has the Father to forgive these people because they know not what they do. It said, and one of the malefactors which was hanged real on him, which was accusing Jesus, saying,
yeah.
If thou Christ, save thyself and us too. Now look, now that's just like people. That's just like, save yourself and us too. All he wanted was a benefit, but he didn't want Christ. He wanted to be saved. He wanted to benefit. Unlike Rahab. Rahab wanted to be saved. She said, will you deliver us from death? See? All he wanted to do was be saved, but he knew it was wrong. Let's go to it and see. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, do thou not fear God? Seeing thou art in the same condition, you see you're in the same condition, you don't fear God?
We receive
the due reward for our deeds. We receive what we need to receive because we did what we did. We're receiving these things. But this man had done nothing amiss. He had done nothing wrong. Nothing. He had done nothing wrong. And he said unto Jesus, now look at this thief on the cross. At the last minute, Jesus showed up in his life because he was already there. But he said, so who can say, is he kingdom material? You're a thief. You're on the cross. You want to be saved for your soul or what? You've been stealing, you've been wrong, whatever you have done. Now you want to be saved? You're on the cross, you're hanging on the cross. But this man has some faith. He believes in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember when thou coming into thy kingdom. Look
remember, Lord, remember.
He didn't want you no longer. He again said, Lord, I stole everything and I went to everybody. He said, Lord, remember me.
Yes.
This man is Lord. Lord, remember me when I'm coming into my kingdom. Remember me. Now, Jesus know who he was and what he was. He already knew this.
He knew me.
He loved the Lord. He had respect for him. He honored him at the last minute. At the last minute. Is it kingdom material? You're a thief. You're on the cross. You're about to be crucified. Are you kingdom material? Are you fit for the kingdom? Are you fit? You were the thief. You were on the cross. But he said, and we indeed justly, but we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing wrong. This man ain't done nothing wrong. Nothing. So we're receiving our just reward. We deserve to be hanging up here on the cross. This man don't deserve that. And he said unto the Lord, Remember me when I'm coming into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Wow. he gonna be in paradise this day? Shall you be with me in paradise? If he kingdom of here, Lord, he's on the cross. He's going to be crucified. Verily I say unto thee, today, not tomorrow, not when I come back, not next, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Wow. Today. Is he kingdom material? He on the cross. He hanging on the cross.
On the cross. Oh, Jesus.
He ain't kingdom material. How he gonna be kingdom material and he gonna stole? He about to be crucified. But he wanna be Lord at the last minute. He knew who he was. He knew he was a thief, but he knew Jesus hadn't done nothing. You see, this man has done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. We're receiving this because we deserve it. But this man, he honored the Lord while he was on the cross. Can you do it? Are you kingdom? Can you honor him at the last minute? He honored him at the last minute. The one said, save yourself and save us too.
But the one that truly knew Jesus,
the one that had all the evil seed, but he had some faith, he had something in his heart. His heart. He had it in his heart, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Wow. Ooh. Hallelujah. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise. This man is today. Not tomorrow, not the next day. Today shall you be with me in paradise.
Paradise.
The material, this man was on the cross and stole. He's a thief. We don't know how long he's been stealing. We don't know what else he's done. We don't know. Who was he, king of the material? Evidently. The Lord said, Verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Today. Well, today. Wow. So we got to be very, very careful, very, very careful in condemning people. They may not look like it. They may not sound like it. But we got to be very careful because we don't know the heart of that man. That man may be pouring out his heart to the Lord and God receive him today. Today. Of that woman. Of that child. So we don't know the heart of that man. The Bible says no man knows the heart of a man except that man and God. So we don't know when somebody is pouring out their heart to God. Rahab was who she was, but God. Well, God knew her heart. He knew her heart. That's what God operates. God operates in the heart.
Yes.
So that's why Rahab was able to do what she did and get her entire family saved. She said, will you save us from death?
my entire family. I want my entire family saved. I want my entire family saved. And guess what? God honored that because Rahab had faith. She had faith. She relied on God. She heard what God had done. So she relied on him. She knew that she could trust him. He done parted the Red Sea.
Yeah.
God had parted the Red Sea. And then y'all destroyed the Amorites, the kings. Y'all just, God give y'all victory. So she knew that he was a God that she trusted. She knew it was a God that she trusted. Can you trust him? Are you keen on material? Are you fit for the kingdom?
My God.
In today's society, she may not have been fit for the kingdom. Maybe not even in our society. Because guess what? She lived on the city wall. They knew who she was. They knew what she did. But her profession didn't keep her from having faith in the Lord. Was she keen and mature? Her whole household saved because she had faith. Faith of a mustard seed got her whole family saved. Her whole family. Her whole family. So some mountains was moved. Rahab. She honored God's men. She honored the spies. And guess what? Her whole household was saved. Amen. Her whole household. So we gotta be careful when we're looking at them. Let's pray for them. Even me. I tell people, pray for me. Because I know I need prayer. Because you know what? It is a true struggle for God's people. It's a struggle. We're walking toward perfection. We're walking that way. We're trying to get there. By faith. By faith. We got to keep our faith. Keep the faith. Keep your faith. Regardless of your situation, regardless of what happened in life, keep the faith. Keep praying. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep seeking him. He'll show up in your life too, like he did in Rahab. Because God knows your heart. He honors faith. He honors it. He honors it. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you got some faith, you can please him. If you got some faith, you can please the Lord.
Yes.
He was like the thief on the cross. Just acknowledge him.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge. Praise it. This man is nothing wrong. He said, don't you fear God? Don't you fear God? Seeing that you're in the same condition, don't you fear God? You don't fear him? He was on the cross, about to be crucified, but he said, don't you fear God? You don't fear. I'm up here about me, but I fear God. I fear God.
Uh-huh.
I fear him. You don't fear God? You up here in the same citizen and you don't fear God?
Something wrong somewhere.
Amen. Something wrong. Something wrong. You could have been saved. You could have been saved. You could have been fit for the kingdom. You could have been in the same position this young man was. He said, he said to the Lord, God, remember me when I come into thy kingdom.
Hell, glory. Remember me.
God knew who he was. This man knew he was on the sea, on the cross. He knew he was getting his just due. He already knew that. But he said, you don't fear God? I fear God. I might be up here on the cross, but I fear the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, remember me when I...
Remember me, Lord. Remember me.
Remember me, Lord. Remember me, Lord. Remember me.
Remember
me. And unto him, verily I tell to thee today, shall thou be with me in paradise.
It would remember me.
That's an awesome statement. Today, shall thou be with me in paradise. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. I want to be in paradise. I want the Lord to remember me when you come into his kingdom. I want the Lord to remember me. Remember me, Lord. Remember me.
Yes, Lord.
So a lot of times people deem people not fit. Others they crucify before time. So we got to be very prayerful and very careful when we send things and judging others.
That's right.
You don't know their heart. You don't know their heart. You don't know it. You can't tell it by looking at them. The Lord knows the heart of every man. He knows it. So we have to be careful. Very careful. Amen. So, and I know it's a struggle in today's world. It's a struggle. It's a struggle because Satan will come. He's going to tempt you in every area. And that's why we have to seek the Lord on a daily basis.
Yes.
Daily basis. And it don't mean you're going to be perfect, but by faith. By faith. It for the kingdom. By faith. Repenting in the Lord to help you. Asking the Lord to walk with you. Lord, what put me daily? Asking the Lord. Whatever Rahab had going on, Rahab knew the Lord. Whatever the seed had sold, he knew the Lord. He acknowledged it. He knew the Lord. He said, don't you feel God? Rahab feared God. She feared.
Yeah.
He says, not only did they fear him, the whole city feared the spies. Yeah. The whole city, he said, their hearts melted. Their hearts melted. That's what Rahab said. She said, nobody had any courage left. Not any man. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of y'all. There was no more courage, but she had faith. She had faith. So that's what we have to do. We have to have faith. We have to have faith. Are you fit for the kingdom? By faith. By faith. By faith. It's by faith. By faith. The Bible says, faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. She moves a mountain, and so did the thief on the cross. Because when he said, Lord, remember me, he said, don't you fear the Lord? Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And
remember.
I know he was crying. He said, to this day, not tomorrow, not next week.
This day.
Verily I tell to thee, Jesus, today shall thou be in paradise. Be in paradise. Now that's an awesome statement. Today, because he acknowledged him on the cross at the last minute. He acknowledged the Lord on the cross. Amen. About to be crucified, but he acknowledged the Lord.
He acknowledged.
Amen. He had some faith to do that. The other man didn't have it, but this man had faith. He said, don't you feel God? On the cross. Don't you feel
my God?
Amen. Seriously. So this is what we must do. And we must not condemn people because of the way they look, the way they talk, the way they act. Pray for them. And my brother used to always say this. He says, Lord, if I'm not strong enough to pray for them, don't let me be weak enough to talk about them.
Amen.
Amen. And so I find myself, I have to go to God. Like I tell people, I have to pray. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no buts in here. There's no buts. I have to pray daily. Daily. I am attacked just about daily. So I have to pray on a daily basis. On a daily basis. And then I have to come home and pray some more on a daily basis. Repent to God on a daily basis. By faith, we can please the Lord. By faith, keeping our faith in the Lord, are you fit for the kingdom? By faith. Because we all have to repent. We all have to repent. We have to go to God and repent and ask God to forgive us. Ask Him, Lord. Lord, you help us because we can't help ourselves. And this is what Rahab did. She sought the Lord.
Amen.
When the time came, she sought the Lord. The spies were there. She said, oh, this is my opportunity. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. This is my opportunity. Wait a minute. She sent those people out the gate. And as soon as she sent them out the gate, then she went to the spies. She went up on the roof where the spies were. And then she said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. and that your terrors fall upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. She went on up to the rooftop where they laid down. She went up
to
them. She said, now look, this was her opportunity. And as soon as she got the opportunity, she went up and talked to him. She said, look, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show me kindness unto my father's house. And
my
give me a token. She said unto my father's house. And she went to him and she was sincere. She wanted her whole house to be saved. She said, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show me kindness unto my father's house, and give me a promise. Promise me now. She said, promise me, because she knew they could do it. Promise me, because she knew that their God was a true God.
Hallelujah.
And that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brother, and my sister, and all that that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Now look at that. She wants to be delivered from death. She wants to be delivered. Her whole house. She didn't leave nobody out.
Her whole house.
By faith. She went to him. She done sent all the troops away that was looking for the spies. She waited till the gates closed and she went up to him. She said, look, now I need to talk to y'all. I need to talk to you. Because I want my whole family, say my mama, my daddy, my sister, my brother, everybody. I want everybody to say, hey, unto the spies. And as it may, she said, I'll make you a fellow, I'll show you kindness, show me kindness. And the Lord granted that opportunity and gave her. God didn't look at her because of her profession, but he looked at her because of her faith, because she wanted her whole household saved. She wanted to make it into the kingdom. She wanted to be in paradise. Amen? So this is what Rahab did. This is what the harlot did. So while people are talking about certain kind of people, God looks at their heart. This woman, her heart was ready to receive the Lord when the opportunity came. When the opportunity came, she accepted it, and guess what? She showed kindness to the Lord's people. And guess what? Her whole household was saved. Amen? So this is what we should do. This is what we should do. We should keep the faith. Because that's what they had. They had faith. Faith is what pleases the Lord. Faith.
Amen.
Faith.
Faith.
Well, I give God the glory tonight for that word. Because
amen.
So good to us. And he wants us to know by faith, we can do the same thing. We can be saved, our whole family. You can pray for the whole family. You have faith that's a mustard seed. You can move mountains, not just for yourself, but the whole family. Like right here, the whole family saved.
My mother, father, sister, mother.
So all your kids are children. We don't know who's fit for the kingdom. We don't know that. We've been looking at Rahab like, oh, she just was nobody. Child, you know, we've been doing her all the life. But her heart was after God. And when she had the opportunity, guess what? She went that way.
By faith.
So, amen. Praise the Lord. So this is what we have to do. We have to, by faith, because the Bible said without faith it's impossible to please. Rahab pleased him by her faith, not by her profession. Pleased him by faith. And God evidently forgave her because her whole family was saved. He rewarded her whole family, as well as the thief on the cross. Lord, remember me when I come into thy kingdom. The Lord said, this day shall thou be with me. By faith.
Jesus. Amen.
I praise God tonight for this word. I pray that someone received it, and if there was something that they heard that they can take from this, I pray God that they do. Because I know when God came to me again, I was like, wow, she made it. She was kingdom material. She's a harlot. The thief on the cross, he stole. He was a thief. But he acknowledged the Lord. On the cross. He acknowledged it. On the cross.
Amen.
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 Thoughts to everybody being with us here tonight. It's just truly been a blessing for me to just.
It has been a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Amen. Well, you know one thing I was noticing, Dr. Chu was teaching, one thing entered into my mind. Jesus said, all of ye, he said, come unto me that labor hard, been put down, talked about. All of ye, come unto me. That's another example in the biblical understanding. I want to thank you tonight, Doctor, for everything that the Lord has moved on your heart to do. And I pray that as we move into the new teaching, what God is doing for us, then each and one of us just press on. I've been following you at your progress and looking at the Word. You have specific topics that you talk about, and they pinpoint and they penetrate the conscience. They make you think, am I worthy of the kingdom?
Amen.
I might say this before we get off there. If you take notice of Rahab, this was supposed to be a S-L-U-T, W-H-O-R-E.
Amen.
But God, there was no grace. There was no blood of Jesus. But it was the faith that she had in God's word. She said, I have heard. I heard how y'all did this. And no, I ain't getting in your way. I wanna be with you. So I try to tell people that's what we got to do. But Dr. Dolores, I ask you to pray for America and pray for Israel that they come to a common understanding of what needs to be done. Not so much what the man on both sides of the aisle, but what God wants done in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
So,
Father,
we thank God. Amen. 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 So, anything else you need to say?
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, come before your throne tonight. We pray for Israel, dear Lord. Lord, we pray your will be done. We pray your will be done, dear God. Because we know you know, Lord, you are almighty. You are all knowing, dear Lord God. And so we pray that your will be done, Lord, and we know that it will be. Father, we bring it before you. We bring these matters before you, dear Lord God. Because, Lord, we know you know how to handle them, Lord. We're bringing it. We're acknowledging it before you, Father. Asking you, dear Lord God, to resolve these things in the way that you know they should be resolved, Father. So, Father, we bring it before you. We thank you right now for hearing us when we call, dear Lord God, because our hearts are concerned, Father. Father, we know that you're concerned about Israel. So, Lord, here we are, dear Lord God, standing at your mercy, saying, Lord, let your perfect will be done, dear Lord God. And, Lord, we know that everything that you do, Father, is perfect and it's in peace. Do things, Father, and in order, dear Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you right now, Father, letting it be, Father. You said, let there be light, Lord. Let these things be at your will, dear Lord God. Let it be done. Allow it, Father, to go. And let your will be done, dear Lord God, in the earth as you have purposed, dear Lord God. And Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you because we know that you are God. We know that you are all powerful, God, dear Lord God. And all these things, dear Lord God, that the government is trying to do, dear Lord God, we know that. And Lord, we know that your perfect will be done. It will override anything that the government is trying to do. So, Lord, we thank you, and we give you glory on tonight. And, Lord, we pray for this nation, dear Lord God. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for those who need a healing. We pray for those who need to be delivered. Dear Lord God, you know the needs of your people. You know those who are hungry. Lord, you know how to feed them. Father, we are here as willing vessels, dear Lord God, to carry your word forth. Lord, it's at your perfect will, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, we got a priest that came on the line, Doctor. Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Go ahead, my sister, and speak the word, whatever God is for me to do. Amen. Amen. Are you there on the line, Sinner? Prophetess, are you there?
Amen. God bless. I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, my phone. My
Amen.
Phone was on mute. I apologize for that. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Well, God bless. God bless everyone.
God bless you. Amen.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear the message on tonight, but I did hear the supplications just went up before the throne.
Yeah.
And I touch and agree. Amen. As he said, well, two or more, what are we taking agree on? It shall be done in his name.
Amen.
And I thank God because we are in a time that we truly got to pray without ceasing. You know, we can see so many things that's going on and so many things that's corrupting the land, but we are the ones to help bring the order back in the land.
Amen.
Because of God giving us that dominion and that power to
Amen.
Do those things. Amen.
Amen. And Dr. Dolores was talking about out of the book of Joshua chapter 2, how that prostitute, that no good for nothing woman, that put down woman, that woman that won't do nothing. But she found an opportunity, and she said to her, she said, I've heard. Now, the word came over the air. They didn't have telephones at that time. They didn't have smartphones. They didn't have computers. But we have heard what your God has done.
Amen.
Amen. That's an awesome word right there, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be on the highways and the byways, so they can have that same testimony. I heard
what your God has done. I heard y'all done killed and pushed two kings, and you beat the Amorites. See, the Amorites were some powerful people.
Oh, yeah.
They were powerful, but God took the testimony of a woman that nobody thought, and she went to the book of the cross in the book of Matthew, Luke, and John, and the man said, Lord, remember me this day when you enter your kingdom. I know I was a thief. I know I was a liar. I know I've done everything wrong. And Jesus said, this day, Lord, I'm getting happy already. This day, thou shalt remember me. You will be with me in paradise. Glory to God.
Amen. But you know the beauty of that story right there is that we don't have to wait until death at the cross to receive Christ Jesus. That's a beautiful testimony to let people know that you even got a chance till the death at the cross, but forbid grace run out.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not make it to death to the cross to have that testimony and say, Lord, remember me this day.
Amen.
So it's an urgency that it should be, I heard, across the land. It should be an urgency that we should have to petition people to reconcile, bring them back to the Father.
My God, my God.
Oh, that's a powerful word, Dr. Dolores. That's a powerful word. I tell you, that's a powerful word.
Amen. But I always told her, she said it with the simplicity. The simplicity. It's so simple. You can't help but hear and understand. And she goes into the background. I tell you, that's nobody but God. But what got me more, since I heard about your God. Awesome. Now, we done heard how those Amorites, they carried big swords and they had this and they had that, but we heard how your God destroyed them. We heard how you opened up the Red Sea.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen. Bring God a witness.
Oh, my God. But there was no blood of Jesus that time. There was no hanging on the cross. There was no crucifix. There was no judgment. But it was a faith. It was a F-A-I-T-H. She had faith in God. I believe.
Amen.
I believe. And what I like about it, see, God and Lee were no ignorant. She might, everybody might have put her down and said she's a this and a that. But she says, now I'm going to tell you how to get to where you got to go. I mean, you're on the rooftop. I got you covered. Now, when they pass, I want you to go to the mountain. Good God Almighty. Woo! When you go to the mountain, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill. The hills are nothing but the mountain where God dwells.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. But we as Christians, as believers, we have to come to an understanding on this day in April to understand in 15. Too much is happening. And I've taken a notice all on the East Coast. Everything is happening on the East Coast. Why? Why is God moving things to the East Coast? But all of a sudden in the middle of America, there was a big storm last night.
Yes.
But see, God, the enemy has come in and trying to say, God don't hear y'all prayers. God is saying, we need to just say, well, Lord, we need your word now.
Amen.
Stop playing. A young man that got killed up there in South Carolina, up there in Ferguson, up there in New York, everywhere. And all of a sudden, ain't God, that's the devil. That's the devil doing. He's trying to say, I told y'all God wasn't going to hear y'all. I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And we put on the screen where you can see. See, I told you, shot that man with me. And you think he's going to try to plant a seed. See, only God intervened in that. Hallelujah. God.
Amen.
He took another man from Dominican. He said, well, I was afraid, but I was finna erase it. See, a lot of times when God give us something to do, we want to erase it.
That's
but
right.
God. But God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. My God.
I truly think that it's a wake-up call that God is doing. See, that spirit of murder has always been upon this earth.
Yes.
That spirit of killing first males has always been upon this earth.
Upon this earth.
And we as believers are not interceding the way God purposed us to. And that's why we're starting to see more and more and more. Here in North Carolina, the college just won the national championship.
Yes.
But before that, two days before the national championship, there was a noose hanging on that campus.
Yes.
Now, racism has always been there. But because the demons and devils are growing stronger and stronger, and you can't shut them up. Nobody's shutting them up. No, Lord, forgive me. You can shut them up, but because we're not interceding the way we need to intercede, we have allowed these things to actually take root and manifest.
Yes. Prophetess.
But we are called. He said, my people, which are called by my name, we are called by his name to do something, to seek his face, turn from our wickedness, repent. Then he shall hear from heaven and hear the land. It's so many cries that's on this land. But we keep turning a deaf ear to it because it's not happening in my house. Well, the word of God says, first of all, we're to love him with all our heart, mind, and soul. Then the next thing it says, love thy neighbors as thyself. Now, you thinking that your neighbor is just your next door neighbor, the same person that's on your block. But no, whoever you come in contact with, that now becomes your neighbor.
Amen.
We got work to do, and we got to begin to cry out, I am near to those who call upon my name. We're not going to get a change happening until we begin, and this is what the Holy Spirit gave me in a vision, in a dream last night, is that I was down in the ground, and I was just digging up, and it was so much change, and I'm like, I need those little change things that you take your money and put in so you can take it to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the significance of it. The significance of it is that we got to begin to uproot. We see these spirits, we see these seeds that's been sown, but we, the laborers, you, for the harvest is plentiful. We got to get out there, and we got to begin to uproot, to pull up, to pluck up and to throw down. We got to begin to till the land. Nobody likes tilling the land because the land is too hard. And because of somebody's way of acting, I'm not going to deal with that individual. I'm not going to deal with that person. But you're not dealing with that individual, you're not dealing with that person, you're dealing with these spirits. God said he would take that heart of stone and he would turn it to a heart of flesh. But if we don't begin to pray for our young men, and I mean truly pray, and I mean we need to pray for everybody, but our young men, we got to begin to get a hold of them. And we got to begin to plant these seeds, and we got to begin to uproot these seeds. But the first most important thing that's going to do that is love and kindness. With love and kindness have I drawn thee. And that's how we got to do. We got to have the love of God in our hearts that's going to bring forth that change. A lot of times, people walk right down the street, the same block. You can see the young folks out there. We won't even open up the mouth and speak to them, encourage them. And it's time. It's time. Forbid one soul be lost. And that compassion, we got to truly have that compassion and that love in our heart to start doing it and stop turning a blind eye and a deaf ear to what we see and what we hear. and begin to get out there and till that land. Amen.
Amen. I'm sitting there, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I was putting, I was start typing some things down because I was saying, well, prophetess, if where do we start from? How do we get the people to come in? You said we got to pray the right prayer. So the Lord say, you go ahead and put it in words, write it down, and start in your community first of all. So I said, okay, Lord, because I know first thing on this street I live at, it's about 26 houses there. So I asked a question. Are you having any problems in your house? Aren't you not praying? Aren't you not believing? Why? Because some of us, most of us, are cowards. We're cowards. We're cowards in terms of we don't want to spend too much time with God. We don't want God to bring his holiness to us because God make it holy. And see, when we come to know him more, he takes us to another level. Amen. And so I'm just saying, I'm going to write it up. I'm going to put it in my neighborhood, first of all. And I'm going to challenge my people in my neighborhood because that's the first place you need to start. We got some issues that we got to figure out our own self. We got to do it ourselves. Because if I look at...
It's a vote.
Sorry. Ma'am?
Go ahead, I apologize.
No,
I said I apologize, go ahead.
No, I want to hear
it's
what you got.
It's a boldness. It's a boldness. And that love and that compassion is the first key thing. Because if you, even if you have boldness, you still got to have the right spirit to draw these people. And even when you don't draw them, the seed has been planted. They got something else to think about. Even when they're going through whatever they're going through, the small, still voice will remind them that seed that was planted. It will give them that little piece of hope, you know, something to hold on to. And that's what we got to do. We got to start planting those seeds. It don't make a difference where I'm at. Grocery store, walking the community. I plant a seed because Christ is soon to come back. And we kind of like pass that off. Like, yeah, we know he's about to come back, but we don't know it quite when. And people say soon, and still yet, we don't take that seriously. But if we can just look around and see all the signs that he even told the disciples that we'll see for his return, we would know without a doubt that he's about to come back. And it's an urgency it should be in our hearts and our spirit and the love and the compassion to try to help save one.
Amen. Amen.
It doesn't make a difference if it's a language bearer or what have you. All we got to do is ask the Holy Spirit to even to help with that language barrier. It's, oh, my heart is full, and my heart is heavy tonight because that young man that just got shot down in South Carolina, like an animal. Like an animal.
Just like an animal.
Do we know if that man was introduced to Jesus, or do we know if that man got that same chance that Pastor Dolores just ministered on tonight, the man at the cross? Lord, remember me. Now, somebody running away the way that he was running away, and I'm not putting those thoughts because I don't know, but I'm just assuming that he ran away in fear. And I don't think that he had time to think, to say, Lord, remember me. See, we got to see this urgency, and we got to love them enough because we see all these dying people out here, and we're the children of the light to bring them out of that dark place. You know, we don't have any more excuses. I hear people say all the time, well, they got to want to change. They got to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it's the anointing. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And because we're not in our rightful place with God, we can't even carry the anointing the way we need to carry it to destroy the yoke and the bondage. Somebody's life should be changed because of your life change.
My God.
We
got to,
I'm just full right now. Go ahead, Dr. Hunter.
No, what I was saying, I know this much. I'm going to write this up, and I'm going to pray over tonight, and I'm going to put it on every one of my speeches in Houston, and my speech in 6722 Marshall. In the neighborhood right here I live. Because I want to say, is that day in U.S., is this day in USA, Houston, Texas, 25th, 11th, have we have a culture attitude caught in what we think? I mean, and so I hear what you're saying. I believe what you're saying. But there's a, it comes out at another end. But first of all, like Dr. Delores was saying, it first started with the faith of that woman. That woman didn't have nothing but faith in God because she heard. She heard. Now, they didn't have no cell phones, as I said. They didn't have no computer. But it was carried by the wind of God. They said, wait. We heard about those people of Israel. Oh, Jesus. So we heard about y'all. In other words, y'all are dangerous.
Yeah.
We don't want to get in your way. No. She said, wait a minute. I know you're here for a reason, but I'm here to help you. See, God had already planted in her heart what he wanted done.
Amen.
Now, can you believe here's a woman she's a prostitute, a thrown out, but we did the study in school, Dr. Delores, about her.
Yeah.
Amen. Because she said, well, they said, we're kind of red. Hallelujah. Now, why it couldn't have been yellow? Why couldn't it have been blue or orange? But red was significant to God.
Amen.
God,
yeah.
Because blood means the running of life.
Yeah,
when we see the red, well, hallelujah, we're going to pass over.
Yeah.
As it was with the people coming out of Israel. God said when they see the when the death angel see the blood, they're gonna pass over. My God. And see, right here in America, and then I know somebody said, well, you know you're getting too old. No, I'm not getting old, I'm getting more wiser. I'm more understanding of what God is doing. You go fish in other pool in the pond, not mine, because where I'm fishing in them a faith factor here.
Amen.
And so tonight that I just thank God for this opportunity, you know.
Yes.
And how God has blessed my son, blessed my daughter, he's blessed my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my grandson, my wife, and me. And I just look at it. I say, well, Lord, I'm like that rail. Now wait, she said, I want you to remember my house.
Remember
my whole
house.
The whole house. Not just me, but everybody. And you know, some people got such a negative attitude, they're not concerned about nobody but themselves.
Amen.
But she said, no, I got an auntie, I got an uncle, I got a brother, I got a sister, I got an uncle. Uncle Nebo is coming. Glory to God. Lucy, she's here somewhere. Then there's Uncle John. There's Cousin Leroy. There's a Napoleon. Yes, ma'am. Wow.
Amen. You know, Dr. Hunter, I was hearing what pastors were saying. But see, God is trying to get the attention of you remember me telling you this about 3 years ago, maybe four now when we were in school. The Lord told me, he said, young African-American men, and everybody wanted to know why. He said, I brought you from a place. And then the next thing is, African-American men are the most powerful men on earth, not because of their words, but because of their skin color. And they're using this God's authority and God's power, using it for the wrong reasons. They're doing stuff that, just doing stupid stuff, just doing things. And so yes, we got to pray for them. The Bible says pray for more laborers. We're doing what we're called to do. Pray for more laborers. If they're not, pray for more laborers, the Bible says. So we should pray for more laborers and ask the Lord to send them. And these people need prayer. Yes, they need prayer. Yes, we need to start praying. Sometimes, let me tell you, sometimes because these people don't know Christ, they don't know him, they are selfish, they are cold-hearted. Who can drive down the street and just shoot a person for no reason at all because she honked at them? Just shoot road rage. All this kind of stuff is going on. But God is trying to get the attention of people. He's trying to get people's attention. But they're not paying. They're doing their own thing. And he can't get their attention. So we have to send. The word can go places you can't go. So all we got to do is use authority, the word, and speak it. And the word can go places we can't go. It can do things that we can't do. It's the word. It's all about the word. And so that's what we got to do. We got to pray for more laborers, and we got to send the word out.
Amen.
God is trying to get our attention.
Amen.
And like I say, black men are powerful. They just don't know it. And so they use it for the wrong reason to go do stupid things. And they're powerful. They can use the authority that God has given them, but they're using it for the wrong reason. And so, like I was telling somebody, I said, they are the most powerful men, but not because of their words, but because of their skin. Because every race hates them. They're hated by almost every other race. So we have to pray for them. We have to pray for them that the word, if we lift up, the Lord says, I'll be lifted up, I'll draw off. So we got to lift up his name, like you say. We got to lift his name up. We got to lift it up even more. We got to lift it up. So that's what's needed.
Amen. Oh, God. I know. But the thing that I know, see, is the most powerful statement tonight. And the more you dig off into this OT, they call the Old Testament, and we see what God is doing in the time. Because I was reading it before I come on the air tonight. The Lord has told me several times, go and read back the 17th chapter of St. John. Go back and read the 17th chapter. So I went back, and as I began to read it, God began to revigorate me. He said, Father, now the hour has come. The hour has come. As they say, the hour has come. That you be glorified.
Yeah.
You be glorified, Father. In other words, I'm ready to give my life for you. Now, Lord, I'm ready. And the more you read into the script, you see what Jesus said. He said, Father, he said, the ones, now listen to this. He said, the ones that you gave me out of the world, I have led them into your word. So it wasn't so much that they were chosen by Jesus, and God gave them to him. But he told them which one to pick. Pick this one, get this one. We know it's going to be a crook. We're going to take care. See, but God has so much intelligence and intellect that I just say, okay, God. It was also talking about, well, you're 100 million miles from 100 million miles from the planet Earth. We're now on the planet Mars. I said, some people are still daydreaming. It's good to have a dream, but let's look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And it's just, and one of the things I would say, I want to say, because I know God has a word in the prophets. I know a heart is heavy. I know a heart is heavy. I know. When God give us something, she has to spit it out. Because if it stay too long, she's going to have to vomit. And we have to get the word out. And I try to tell everybody, the best we can do, this radio station is here for you. I'm not trying to say, oh, do this, or do that. But I've even been praying, and finally God got it so. On a Wednesday morning from 7 to 10, we have prayer time. Everybody said, well, I need somebody. But they don't want to pray. They're lying. I call them to their face. They're liars. They're liars. Because they don't want to pray. They want to do what they want to do. I want you to pray for me. Okay? We're going to see if we can help you to get you into the prayer mode. Just give us your... And while you're on the phone, we're going to say, we're praying for this sister. We're touching and agreeing with you right then. I'm not trying to put somebody in the background. I'm trying to put somebody in while we are in the kingdom of God. And I'm going, I told a person today, I don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
No. Why? Because hell is hot. Ain't no refrigerators down there. Ain't no food down there. Ain't no love. Ain't nothing but hell.
Nothing. Amen.
Nothing. And I don't want to go to hell. I got a lot of in my family. I'm praying for them. And sometimes I get caught up in my own neighborly things, and I have to just say, Lord, help me to understand. Even around my own house, I have to pray for myself.
Amen.
You have to pray constantly for yourself, as the prophet and you have said, we say. We have to pray that God will give us the strength. But a lot of people, now I'm just going to say this with love and kindness. As we go from point to point in every state of Texas, everybody got their own idea of what prayer is. Everybody their own idea of how can they pray.
Yeah.
Everybody say, all I can say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy is not a prayer. It's a request.
Amen.
But when you pray, you open up your wholeness to God. Hallelujah, somebody. And let it flow out. And let it flow. Let it flow. And when it flows out, somebody is going to see what God is doing. So, prophets, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
All right, then. We know your heart is heavy. We know God give you stuff and you come and you bring it to us. But I want to tell you, we're on your team. You're on our team. And we want God to take us to the next level. And so all I'm saying is, the more we take God at his word. Now, while we're sitting up there, God has put something in my spirit to do. And I'm doing it. See, are we caught in the blindness of self and not my whole family? I mean, I might just God tell me, tomorrow they're going to get a copy of it. If I have to get up and put out my own self, I'm going to do it. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody got us to say we get out there? I thank y'all for the night.
Amen. Well, I thank God for the word. I didn't get a chance to hear it. But one thing I love about Rahab, because of her faith, her whole family was saved.
Amen.
And that's what I can say to the people tonight. You know, choose to serve God, and because of your faith, your whole family can be saved. You might not see it. You might not understand it, that they're doing this and they're doing that. But because God has already declared it in his word, he's a God that he shall not lie, nor a son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, then it's so. And that's where we have our hope at. We have our hope to continue to intercede, to pray for our loved ones that we see lost. But we got to also remember one day is 1,000 years to God, and 1,000 years is one day to God. So, therefore, it's already been done, and that's what we got to start speaking. We got to start speaking that my family is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and walking in the fullness of God. And that's what he said, we got the power to do these things, to call things into existence, to speak things to be not as though they were. But yet, a lot of times, we fail to utilize the tools that God has given us.
That's right.
And that's just one of the tools that he's given us. You know, so speak that thing. And that's what I want to leave with the people tonight. Begin to speak that thing.
Amen.
And call it into existence. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got anything else, Dr. Dolores?
No, that's it. I just agree with the positive. Speak those things. We got to start speaking positive things. Positive.
Yeah.
Speak those things. Yeah, keep speaking them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Close that in prayer, prophetess, please.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just bless your holy name, God. You're just so good. You're wonderful. You're mighty. You're powerful. You're amazing. You are God. All by yourself. Besides,
Amen.
There is no other. You are the one and the true living God. Woo,
yes.
Father, I just thank you. I thank you for strength right now, God. I thank you for your joy, unspeakable joy. Down in my belly, down in my soul, Father. The world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. I thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. It's because of who you are. God, we could be in disarray. We can be caught up in many other things. But God, we're caught up in you. And I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your power. I thank you, Father God. You said, well, two or more was gathered in your name, you would be in the midst, and Holy Spirit, you are truly here. And we thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask you right now, Father, to bless Dr. Dolores, Dr. Hunter, and all others that's on this line tonight. God, you gave us a commandment to do. You gave us a charge. And you told us to go out there, teach all nations. Now, Father, let that urgency, let it be a burning down in our souls, Father, that we will begin to speak. But thus said the Lord, Father, we won't be ashamed. We won't be afraid. But, God, I thank you for a Holy Ghost boldness that will come upon your people, come upon us, Father, like never before. Now, Father, we just bless you, and we thank you for every word that was spoken on this line tonight, Father. Now, you said your word would not return to you non-void, so, God, we thank you that it will bring in the captivity that is set out to do. Father, and we thank you. We stop the hands of the enemy that stand by to even to devour it, Father, because we know there's no power greater than your power. So, Father, we just thank you right now. That you're being magnified, that you're being glorified, Father. And Father, just like the word on tonight, that you even give us a chance, to get it right with you, even on death to the grave. But Father, God, let us not wait to that time, God. Let us begin to redeem the time, like you said. You said, no man knows the hour that the Son of Man shall return. So Father, I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, God, that you begin to hear the war cry of your people, and you sent your deliverer, you sent your Son. He's already paved the way. He's already showed us how. Now, Father, let the urgency, you said to be fervent about your business. So, Father, let the urgency be upon your people. You said those who are led by the Spirit must walk by the Spirit. But, God, you also call the sons and daughters of God, Father. Father, let us emanate. Let us begin to
show your characteristics, God, your attributes, Father, like never before. You said, man, wait for the manifestations of sons of man that will appear on this earth, God. Now, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, let them begin to see us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. You said, let your light shine, that men may see your good works, that the Father in heaven may be glorified. And God, oh God, tonight, we glorify you, God. And God, we thank you right now, Father God, that you will continue. You said you will take us from glory to glory. So, Father, illuminate us on tonight, Father. Let us stand out like never before, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I bless your holy name, God. And I thank you for doing it right now, God. Oh, Father God, you said my people was called by your name. Seek your face, turn from their wicked ways, God. Oh, humble ourselves, Father God. And God, you said that you are sure to forgive us, Father. And Father, you said you will heal here from heaven and you will heal the land, God. God, the land is crying out, God. God, I thank you for unity right now, God. God, you and the Father are as one. So shall we be, God. Let us become one as like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, let us not look at our title. Let us look at who's up there, Father. But God, oh God, let us look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help coming from you who made the heaven and the earth and the fullness thereof, God. You said that your son, he is the head of the church, God. God, let us begin to die to ourselves like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. And let us take on a Christ-like mindset in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, it was love and kindness that drew us to you, God. So love and kindness, God. Oh, God, we begin to draw them unto you. You said if you be lifted up upon this earth, you would do all the drawing, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up, God. We magnify you, God. Oh, God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you your honor that's due unto your name. Now, Father, oh, God, I thank you that you've given us power, even charge over our angels, God. Now, God, I thank you for our warring angels, God, that will war on our behalf, God. God, allow no hurt, no harm, or danger seen and unseen. Come now to our dwellings, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Send forth your ministering angels, God, that will minister to us all through the night, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, let us go deep and higher with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, and I bless you for it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Father, I ask you to feel the woman of God. Fill her back up, Father. For everything she's poured out on this line tonight, Father God, in the name of, even in preparing for her to come on this line, God, but God, because it takes preparation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, and you say, out of her belly shall flow rivers of living water, God. And God, I thank you right now, Father, that she's rooted and grounded in you. You said that we will become living epistles, God. And God, I thank you, Father, for her being a living epistle, that her being a light tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, bless her. Bless her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, cause her storehouse to be full, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you. Bless this radio station, Father God. I ask you to take the people into a higher, into a deeper place with you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them begin to truly deny themselves, Father, that they may enter into the place with you. It's your anointing that destroys the yoke, Father. And God, oh, God, let them come full with your anointing. Let them come full with fire, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you right now, God. Oh, God, in that one saying, what must I do to be saved? All you got to do is open up your mouth and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died and he rose again and believe it in your heart, then you shall be saved. That's how easy it is in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, I thank you for that one that's even making that confession right now unto you, God. Even that one, Father God, that's fallen by the wayside. You said a just man, he falls seven times, but he get back up, God. Yes. And God, I thank you for giving the endurance and the strength, Father God, to get back up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, oh God, that one that's kind of lost his way, God. You said, Father God, to go after that lost sheep, God. You told old Israel that turn around, repent, and come back to your first love. Oh, God, tonight, God. Oh, God, call them back unto you. You said, my sheep know my voice, and no other will they follow, God.
Yes,
and God, I thank you right now, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh, God, in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Father.
Ahi tato
and even though God has got anger with you, God, in the name of Jesus, because
Lemo.
Of them not understanding,
praise
Father God.
Praise
God, I ask you right now, God,
amen.
To take away the anger, take away the bitterness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I ask you to heal every wound, Father God. Go deep, Father, deep down in the wombs of their souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will draw them back unto you, God. And we give you praise, God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor right now, Father God. And God, even every ache and pain, Father, that your people are feeling that they're not even saying anything about, Father God. Oh, God, oh, God. You said, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, God, by your stripes, hallelujah, Father, we are healed, God. And God, I release your healing virtue and power over this line tonight, God, even as this prayer go forth, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will feel your divine power, your divine healing power, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you for quickening their mortal bodies now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you praise, God, and we give you glory, Father. It's in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want you to know tonight, I want to say this, that we have caught the devil. We caught him.
Amen.
So much
Amen.
Anointing was flung over the line. Amen. I watched the line fall. But God has shown me how to do it. And so I'm telling you, as we move to the next level, the devil can't stop God's business.
Amen.
And God showed me. He says, you can do this, and this will happen. I have tried at least 4 times since y'all didn't even know it. I kept the radio station on, but I kept pressing my way in. And God put us back on there. But it's something I got to do behind the scene, in the scene, through the scene. But I want to let you ladies know that I thank God for y'all being on the radio tonight. Y'all could have been somewhere else doing something else. But tonight, we give God the glory. And may God bless y'all. And may he keep you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, God bless you. Peace be
God
with
bless,
you.
God bless you all. Good night.
Okay,
love you guys.
All right.